A good tavach, a lichtige Chanukah, and a good chodesh. In many of our homes this evening, we experienced a fascinating tension. Two obligations, two mitzvahs in front of us. The obligation, the mitzvah, to kindle the lights of the menorah, and of course to make Havdalah, to kindle the Havdalah candle, the Havdalah torch. And the question of halacha becomes, which one should come first? A fascinating discussion. On one hand, we make Havdalah each and every week, and generally we have a concept of Tadir v'she'eno, Tadir, Tadir kodim. That whenever you have two mitzvos, and one occurs with greater frequency than the other, you perform the more frequent mitzvah first. And therefore, in this model, it would appear that one would go ahead and make Havdalah before kindling the menorah. Yet there's another school of thought that says that the menorah should come first and then Havdalah. And the truth is, at the core of this dispute is a much more fundamental, profound difference of opinion. You see, my dear friends, the menorah and the Havdalah candle represent two different types of fire, two different types of initiative. The Havdalah candle represents the fire of dynamic personal activity and growth. When Shabbos concludes, we begin the new week by lighting a fire, demonstrating the fact that we are going to do something great, something amazing, something dramatic this week. The fire of the Havdalah candle, the Havdalah torch, represents the fire of dynamic personalistic activity. The menorah, on the other hand, is really anchored in the concept of Pirsume Nisa, publicizing the miracle for the public. Although contemporarily outside of Israel, we light inside, but the essence of the menorah is not really for the people inside the house. The essence of the menorah is for the people outside of the house. A dramatic proof to that is that, technically speaking, if I'm not going to be able to light the menorah that night in my home, one night in my home, if I pass by and I see your menorah, I can make a bracha on your menorah. The fire of the menorah is not to illuminate my home. The fire of the menorah is actually to illuminate the outside, to illuminate the lives of others. And now we understand the tension. The Havdalah candle represents the fire of personal dynamic activity. Then the menorah represents the fire of giving to the other, service of the other, taking care of the other. So which one is more important? Should I put my efforts to my personal growth, or should I plow my efforts into helping the other? So what does the halacha say? Tonight, what should we do first, Havdalah or menorah? And actually the halacha says, ki da'avid, ki mar'avid, ki da'avid, ki mar'avid. Either way is okay. You want to light the menorah first and the Havdalah candle second? No problem. You want to light the Havdalah candle first and the menorah second? No problem. Whatever order you want to do, it's okay. And herein lies the profound life lesson. Because the truth is, in life, there are times where I have to focus my energies inward to build up myself. And I have to put what I do for others a little bit on the back burner. I need to take care of myself. I need to build myself into someone strong. And then there are other times in life where I really have to devote the bulk of my energy to taking care and servicing the other. Take my kohos, my abilities, and use it to serve the other, to build up the other, to illuminate the world of the other. There's no one approach. Different times in life call for different things. Sometimes I have to plow my energies inward before I take care of others. Other times, by taking care of others, is actually how I build myself up. So whatever order you did tonight, the good news is, you're A-okay. You're just fine. The halacha blesses both approaches. But the lesson is something we must be cognizant of, because each of us must be careful to kindle both of these fires. The order depends on where you're holding in life, but we must always kindle both of those fires. The Havdalah candle, the fire of personal growth. I must make sure that this is going to be a week where I grow, I become better, I do something to move myself and move my life forward. But it's not just enough to burn your own Havdalah candle. I also have to light the menorah. I also have to ask myself, what am I going to do for others today, tomorrow, this week, this lifetime? Both fires must always be burning in my home. Both fires must always be burning in my heart. The fire of personal development and the fire of giving and serving the other. The order in which you kindle the fire is up to you, depends on your circumstances, and may often change over the course of life. The order is not as important as the necessity to kindle both fires. On this seventh night of Chanukah, may we be privileged to kindle the Havdalah candle and the menorah. And may those fires burn inside of us and illuminate the world around us for many days, many weeks, months, and years ahead. Wishing everyone a good luck, a good chodesh, and a lichtige Chanukah.